AI narrated audio, generated from ShareMaestro Market Research, full article. Grainger's near high price defies a 3.7% drop in industrial distribution. WW Grainger slipped 0.8% for the week, but its 24-week active trend signal, positive activity pressure, and 14.8% 12-week gain leave the industrial supplier standing apart from a weak industry tape. Research brief. WW Grainger closed at $1,343 on 3 July, 3.4% below its 52-week high, and 16.6% above its weekly trend line. The latest week was softer, with a 0.8% decline on average volume, but the broader setup remains constructive as the stock outpaced a U.S. industrial distribution group that fell 3.7% for the week. The main tension is valuation and participation. GWW trades 37.1% above ShareMaestro fair value, while volume is only 1.0x, the 13-week average. Key points. 1. GWW closed at $1,343, down 0.8% for the week, but still up 3.3% over 4 weeks and 14.8% over 12 weeks. 2. The weekly trend signal remains active with a 24-week active streak and priced 16.6% above the trend line at $1,152. The stock sits high in its annual range at 90.2%, only 3.4% below the 52-week high of $1,391. 4. Volume was neutral at 1.4 million shares, matching both the 13-week and 52-week averages after the prior week's heavier 2.7 million share decline. 5. Industrial distribution context is mixed. The industry fell 3.7% on the week, trend breadth is 45.5%, and relative strength breadth is only 27.3%, even as activity pressure breadth is 72.7%. Price action stays constructive, despite a softer week. WW Grainger, the $58.3 billion industrial supply company in the industrial sector, ended the week at $1,343, down 0.8%. That pause did not materially damage the medium-term move. The shares are up 3.3% over 4 weeks, 14.8% over 12 weeks, and 34.3% over 26 weeks, with the latest close still in the top decile of the 52-week range. The stock is 16.6% above its weekly trend line at $1,152 and 37.1% above ShareMaestro fair value at $979.8. That premium confirms strong demand for the name, but it also raises the bar for follow-through, with the close just 3.4% below the $1,391 52-week high. The next phase is less about recovery and more about whether buyers can maintain discipline near the range ceiling. Trend signal remains active, but volume is not accelerating. The ShareMaestro trend backdrop is active and has been in place for 24 weeks, while activity pressure is positive at 1.77 and relative strength is positive at 13.81. The signal mix is constructive, though not uniformly aggressive. Activity pressure shows no fresh buy signal, and the overall expectancy reading is neutral at 51.74%. Volume is the restraint in the evidence. Latest turnover was 1.4 million shares, exactly 1.0x the 13-week average and 1.0x the 52-week average. The heavier participation came 1 week earlier, when 2.7 million shares changed hands during a 0.9% decline. So the latest near-high consolidation has not yet carried a decisive volume confirmation. Industry weakness makes Grainger's relative position stand out. The sector backdrop is broadly supportive, but not dominant. U.S. industrials averaged a 1.0% weekly gain, 3.8% over 4 weeks, and 8.2% over 12 weeks, with 57.0% trend breadth and 54.0% positive relative strength breadth. GWW lagged the sector on the week, but outperformed over 12 weeks, ranking 26 out of 100 sector constituents on the three-month measure. The industry comparison is more favorable. U.S. industrial distribution fell 3.7% for the week, while GWW lost only 0.8%. The group's trend breadth is weak at 45.5%, and relative strength breadth is only 27.3%, although activity pressure breadth is healthier at 72.7%. Within that setting, GWW ranks 6th of 22 industry names for the week and 4th for 12-week performance, keeping its relative profile stronger than the group average. Risk is concentrated in valuation distance and high-range behavior. Risk evidence is moderate rather than acute. Recent weekly volatility is 3.0%, below the 52-week baseline of 3.5%, and the one-year up-down split is almost balanced, at 27 positive weeks versus 25 negative weeks. Average positive weeks have been larger, at 3.0%, than average negative weeks, at minus 2.1%, which helps explain the upward drift. But there is one recent reversal marker in the smart money tape. What to watch next is clear. Whether GWW can test the 1,391 USD high without a further fade in activity pressure. Whether volume rises above the current 1.0 times participation read. And whether the trend line at 1,152 USD continues to act as the key weekly regime level. A volume ratio above 1.5 times would add stronger confirmation to the next directional move. Another low volume stall near the high would leave the fair value premium more exposed. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.